All right, welcome in Colorado. Coach, you can go ahead and give an opening statement, and then we'll open it up for questions.
Yeah, number one, I'm proud of our guys. I'm proud of our team. I'm proud of what they've done over the last, you know, four and a half weeks. And we're not going to let this one game define us. Because what these guys have done over that period of time is nothing short of amazing, in my opinion. So we've really come together. We've played well, well enough to win. Unfortunately, tonight we didn't. Oregon had a lot to do with that. I thought Anfali Dante was he was a difference in the game. He's gone. I think he was even when we played him in Eugene, he was 10 for 10 from the field. He was 12 for 12 tonight. So by my math, that's 22 for 22. And we were trying to double him tonight. You know, we were trying to, and he scored out of double teams. I mean, he played extremely well. He changed shots at the rim defensively. Oregon played better than us tonight. They deserved to win. We didn't. We had our chances. We just didn't play well enough. And I think, you know, turnovers, not necessarily turnovers, but the turnover margin, we've been, you know, we're dead last in the Pac-12 in terms of how many times we turn it over versus our opponents. And tonight, that cost us the game because we had 13 turnovers and they had three. That's 10 extra possessions that Oregon has that we don't. And that's the difference in a close game like this. So we got nobody to, you know, blame but ourselves. But credit goes to Oregon. I thought Anfali Dante was a beast tonight. And we didn't, you know, when he's scoring out of double teams, I'm not sure what else we did. We did better as the game went on, but we just gave up too many easy ones.
Okay, we'll open up the questions. We'll start here in the front row on the left.
DB Searfiles, 24/7 Sports. For the players, as leaders on the team, what's the message to the guys? And after a game like that?
Obviously, you know, our disappointed locker room, you know, especially how far we've come and what we've had to go through and, you know, to, you know, out of all the games, lose the championship, you know, it stings. But, you know, we believe we got more basketball left. And, you know, obviously, like I said, everyone's disappointed. But we can't dwell and we can't sit and, you know, mope around about this one loss. There's more basketball left to be played and we got to give it our all.
We'll go here in the middle, second row, Pat.
Pat Rooney, Boulder Daily Camera. Tad, you guys led by one after Luke three-pointer. I think mm-hmm. a little more than 4 minutes remaining. But what happened in those last few minutes? I know there's a few turnovers in there that you just from there on offensively you seemed out of sync.
Yeah, we got some good looks, and then the looks we got we didn't convert. And then, like you said, you know, we had some turnovers there, and you can't turn the ball over, especially when your opponent's not turning it over. So I think, you know, it gets down to execution. You know, you gotta be able to finish plays when you have plays to be made. You can't turn the thing over. So we're right there. As I look back, you know, at that last 4 minutes, when we got looks, I can't think of too many bad shots we took or even quick shots. I thought our offense was better in the second half. First half, it was atrocious. When we worked and moved a little bit, we got easy looks, but we just didn't have the patience to do that possession after possession after possession in the first half. We talked about it at halftime. I thought our guys came out in the second half and did a much better job of that. But we just couldn't stop them all night long. I mean, that's the bottom line. I think we had eight stops in the second half. Like, that's not gonna cut it, you know, because you're trading baskets, and we couldn't string together stops in the second half. That's what you have to do. We were only down by three at halftime. We were right there, and with, like you said, 4 minutes to go, we're up one. So the game's there to be had. We didn't finish it off.
Far right in the front row.
Oliver Hayes, Scope of Sports. Guys seem to get Oregon in a foul trouble early, but didn't seem to be able to capitalize on that. What was the reason for that?
Well, I don't know. You know, it's not like we changed our game plan. You know, we always want to play inside out. And Dante got two fouls, and then it kind of flipped on us because then Eddie got, you know, first part of the second half, he got number two and number three, bang, bang. And so now all of a sudden we're in foul trouble. And we haven't dealt with foul trouble a lot, you know, this year. But we didn't have anybody foul out, so it's not like that was the issue. But we always want to play inside out. But again, our lack of patience in that first half offensively is why we only had 30 at halftime. And we scored 79 on these guys in Eugene two weeks ago. And we have 68 tonight. And, you know, we don't shoot the ball extremely well tonight. We had some good looks, but I just think that turnover differential, you know, 13-3, that's 10 extra possessions. I keep going back to that. That is the difference in this game.
Carson Field, the Colorado Springs Gazette. Coach, you talked about how well you had been clicking the last 8 games last night. Even after a game where you guys got outplayed, how confident do you feel that this team will continue to click like it did during that winning game?
I got a lot of confidence in these guys. There's no doubt. I mean, again, what we've done, what they have done over the last 4 weeks, you know, since that loss at UCLA, which was another one possession game, you know, down the stretch. It was a make-miss game, could have gone either way, and then to bounce back and come back. But again, turnovers have been an issue with our team all year. We've done a much better job of that here recently, but even the USC win in double overtime, we turned it over 21 times. So, but since then, we've been averaging less than 10 a game. And then, again, it's that differential that is the key. But I got a lot of confidence in these guys. You know, we're a veteran group. We got toughness. We got heart. These guys, I really think they care about each other. So the biggest thing to me is you got to stick together. You know, when things don't go your way and you're disappointed, that's part of life. You got to deal with it. You got to move on, and the sun will come up tomorrow.
Staying on the left side here in third row.
Hi, Ted. This is the end of the line for Colorado in the Pac-12. You're going to head back to the Big 12. Where you guys were mainstays for many years. Have you had any thoughts about the experience for the university in the Pac-12? I know it wasn't a long tenure, but do you have any personal thoughts about leaving and what it meant for, you know, to be part of this conference?
Yeah, number one, you know, the Pac-12, the tradition that it has, especially in basketball, you know, going back to the wooden days I'm proud to have been a part of it for 13 years. I wish it was not going away, but it is. We're excited to be in the Big 12 because it's the best basketball league in the country. But no, I mean, getting guys like KJ out of LA, it's really brought us into Southern California and Northern California recruiting, the western part of the United States, and that's going to continue. But so it was good. It was good for our university. It's sad that, you know, we really, really wanted to go out like we came in. And we were the first team to win the first Pac-12 tournament. Here we are in a championship game, a winnable game, and we just don't get it done. And it's that's going to be with us for the rest of our lives. And there's nothing we can do about that now. But I'm proud of our team. I'm proud to have represented this league. I think we were fourth in wins, you know, over that 13-year period in basketball. So we've had a good run. Now it's back to the Midwest and beyond.
Second row here on the left.
Jay Schwann, it's DNVR. Question for Tristan. Just what's going through your mind right now as you begin the processes?
Obviously it hurts. You know, going through this twice in 4 years. But, you know, as KJ said, as Coach said, we got a lot of basketball ahead of us too. So, you know, I got to deal with this one, but got to make sure I look ahead. Don't let this one linger around.
Stay in the middle here, and Pat.
Harry, we need Boulder Daily Camera for the players. I know it's a disappointing moment right now, but what did you maybe learn about this team during your run over the last few weeks? And is there a renewed new confidence kind of for maybe whatever comes next?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I feel like the last 8 games, we played the way that we thought we were supposed to play the whole season. So kind of seeing the work that we put in pay off, you know, making that run, finishing third in the Pac-12, kind of put us where we wanted to be. And, you know, I have ultimate trust in each and every single one of the players, each of my teammates. And, you know, it's a fun group to be around. It's a fun group to play with. I'll definitely miss him when all this is over. But once again, we still got some basketball ahead of us.
And last one here, Adam, in the second round.
Adam, let's retire your 24/7 sports coach. I know you haven't wanted to look into all the bubble talk, but now that you're at this spot, how do you feel about the resume that your team has put together?
You know, Adam, it really doesn't matter what I think. Quite frankly, it matters what the committee thinks. And here's what I do know. I've being at Colorado for 14 years now, we've coached teams that have deserved to be in the tournament that weren't. I think about that first team that we coached with Alec Burks and Corey Higgins and Nate Tomlinson and those guys, Austin DeFault, and we should have been in a tournament that year. We weren't. We were left out. And we went to the Final Four of the NIT, and that was an NCAA tournament team. And a few years later, the year Spencer towards ACL, you know, in Washington, we were 15-3, ranked 15th in the country, and then limped in from there. We were basically a 500 team, you know, the rest of that year, and we got in the tournament because of what we did in November and December. But we weren't an NCAA tournament team, and it showed because we got blown out by like 40 against Pittsburgh that day in Orlando. So I've coached teams that have deserved to be in that weren't in, and I've also coached teams that, you know, didn't deserve to be in but got in. And so it really doesn't matter. All that matters is what that committee thinks. I look at our metrics, I look at these guys, and there's no doubt in my mind this is an NCAA tournament team. I've known that from day one. We had some hiccups along the way, we had some injuries along the way, and hopefully they'll look at the whole body of work and recognize that we're one of the best, 37 at-large teams? I can't think of 36 that are 37 that are better than us, but that's for them to decide, not for me to decide. I'll say this, though, about these two guys. Dick Bennett, you know, coaching this league at Washington State, he's a hell of a coach, coached for many, many years. He said something once that resonated with me, and that is, you got to find guys you're willing to lose with before you can find guys you're willing to win with. And I'll lose with these guys every day of the week. I believe in them, 100%. And I believe in that team and that locker room, but they deserve to move on. We'll see if it happens tomorrow. If it does, it does. If it doesn't, we'll move on as well. But this team, to me, is worthy. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.